adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Having successfully rescued Lil and the Stacys from certain death at the hands of the fanatical moon worshippers, Jungle Jim is now faced with the problem of making good their complete escape. Immediately after the natives had fled in panic from the sacrificial grounds, Jim rallied his little party and pushed off for the nearest outpost. Their progress was considerably handicapped by the complete collapse of Mrs. Stacy, who had been carried by each of the men in turn. The frightened natives, in the meantime, got fresh courage, and led by their resolute chief, lose no time in pursuing Jim and his party. In order to gain ground on his pursuers, Jim takes a desperate chance and hauls his party up the face of a high hill instead of following a long trail around the base of the hill. So far, the natives haven't discovered Jim's brilliant piece of strategy and are trying to pick up his trail in the valley below. Next morning, after a brief rest, Jim prepares to continue the journey and awaits a report from Kolo, who has been scouting the enemy.
Well, Lil, how's Mrs. Stacy? Coming out of that trance and fever all right?
I think so, Jim. Although time alone will tell. Her fever's gone down considerably and the chills are gone. I moved her over where she could get some sun. It's apparently done her some good. She's fast asleep again.
How is she, Mr. Bill? Is she all right again?
I guess so. But I don't think she'll be able to travel under her own power yet.
We're on a fairly high plateau here, and I think the warm sun and dry air will probably help her.
Well, I hope so, Jim. It'd be awful to, to lose her now.
Oh, don't worry, Stacy. You're not going to lose her. She'll be all right soon.
Yes, Stacy. She'll be safe now. We'll probably have to carry her again today, but once we get out of this hostile country, we can make more time.
Well, I don't mind carrying her or anything.
Oh, we'll be able to hunt then and get her some solid food. That'll help.
The sleep she's getting is doing her a lot of good right now, too.
Look. Look, Jim.
What?
Look, Kolo's signaling you from the hill over there.
Okay. He's probably sighted some of those natives again. Be ready to move at a moment's notice. I'll be back in a few minutes.
What is it, Kolo?
Juan, look. Down in valley. See, on trail by trees. The moon people.
So it is. Looks as though they're having a council of war.
Yes. I stand for a long time, watch. I see. Now they run up and down trail. Look all over for footprints.
Kolo, I get it now. They finally realize they've lost our trail and can't figure out where we've disappeared to.
Yes, Juan.
Look at them. Sure are doing a lot of arm waving and talking.
See, native over there. He be chief. See now.
He's sending his scouts down the trail again. There's two more up at this end. Just about where we climbed up last night. Boy, oh boy, I hope they don't discover any evidence of our climb. They do and start up the side. We've got to prepare to either fight or run, Kolo.
Yeah. We watch. Look. They see side of hill. Now turn around. They not find anything, Tuan. See, two natives run back to chief now.
I wouldn't be so sure they haven't found something, Kolo. They're turning back there in an awful hurry. Guess we'll just sit tight and wait to see what happens down there.
From the look on your face, my son, you bring bad tidings. What news of the cursed white one do you bring, my son?
White one gone, brave father.
Curse it!
The trail be bare. We look. We do not find trail of white one.
We are cursed.
The mighty one is angry, brave father. He has let the white man escape us.
You speak with wisdom beyond your years, my son. The mighty one is displeased. I know not what our sin is, but he does not bless the hunt for our enemies. They have escaped us by some white man's magic that makes them invisible to us. Now we must return to our homes in humiliation and sorrow.
Yes.
To make reparation, we must repair the altar and repair the idol of the mighty one. Then all of us, with fasting and with repentance and with prayer, we must show ourselves to be worthy of his great power and blessings. We have lost our battle. We are disgraced and humiliated. Come. Come, my sons. Turn your faces to the east and journey homeward. Tomorrow we shall begin the great fast of repentance to the mighty one. Go now. Go now, my son.
Look, Kolu. The natives are leaving. Look. They're heading back down the trail of their own village. They've given up the chase, Kolu. We're safe again.
That be good, Tuan. For a long time, it be bad. Now, we take plenty time.
You're right, Kolu.
Not have to hurry now.
Come on, Kolu. We can go back and give Lil and the Stacys the good news. We're in luck again, Kolu.
The last threat of danger from hostile natives removed, Jim takes his time moving the little band safely back into friendly territory. The only cause for worry and concern among the little party now is the condition of Helen Stacy. After a few days of travel, Jim decides to camp for a few days so that Helen Stacy, now almost recovered from the fever and attendant madness, may regain some of her strength.
Well, Lil, how do you like the spot?
Oh, it's great, Jim. We couldn't find a more ideal location. And although this was your idea to help Helen Stacy, it's going to do us all a lot of good.
Yes, I don't mind admitting I'm enjoying the prospect of a rest, too. But while we're on the subject, how's the patient?
Doing fine.
Good.
The only thing I can't understand is why her memory is only partially restored. The only part of her past life she can remember is the day or two we spent in the hut back in the native village. She doesn't recognize Stacy as her husband yet. In fact, nothing of her life before she fell under that spell.
Well, there are certain aspects of that case that still puzzle me, Lil. I can't understand why old Nala should conspire with that tribe to burn Stacy's home, capture his wife, and keep her in a state of madness. Not only that, but she devilishly planned it so that Stacy should witness his wife's insanity and her ultimate death at the hands of those moon worshippers. I've been thinking that. There must be a motive.
Well, I'm afraid, Jim, that only Helen Stacy knows the answer. We'll just have to wait until she's well enough to enlighten us.
Juan Jin! Juan Jin! Look!
Hey, look over there, Lil.
Hmm.
Look what Kolu is bringing into camp.
Oh.
A nice young deer. Coming right over, Kolu!
Oh, that's a sight to gladden anyone's eyes. Oh, boy, what I can do to a nice venison steak.
See here! Here's one!
Nice work, Kolu. Where'd you bag it?
Be over by river, Tuan. I wait since daybreak for deer to come. Deer come for drink. I have bow and arrow ready. He come. Now, good meat for dinner.
You said it, Kolu. Lend me your knife and I'll get busy butchering it while you get a rest.
I'll take care of building up the fire.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Oh, come on and see.
Oh, so this is the cause of all the rejoicing, eh? Kolu, you certainly win the prize with that.
Be tired, carry all the way myself.
Nice shooting with your bow and arrow, Kolu. Looks as though we're in for a feast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jim, what can I do to help things along?
Well, I'll tell you. You just give me a hand, and I'll show you how to skin a deer and butcher it ready for the fire.
Say, that's fair enough. It's a trick I've always wanted to learn. Is Helen still sleeping, Lil?
Yes, she was a few minutes ago, unless Jim or Colo woke her up shouting. The rest is doing her a world of good.
She could only get back her memory. She still doesn't show the least sign of recognition where I'm concerned. No matter how much we talk about the old days at school and college, the honeymoon trip, even her own home and family, she still doesn't recognize any of it.
Oh, don't worry about it, Stacy. Remember, she's had some very bad shocks. And they've upset her mental balance to such an extent that it'll take quite a little while to bring her back to normalcy.
Well, I hope she does get back to normal.
But fresh air, sunshine, plenty of rest, kind, gentle nursing, and some good food will do the trick, all right.
That's Helen.
Help! Help!
Well, look, she's standing up outside her lean-to. Well, she must have had a dream.
Well, I'll go to her right away. It's all right, Helen. I'm coming.
Help! Help! Help me! Help me! Red, where are you? Help
Jim.
Me! Help!
Jim, did you hear that? She actually called me by my name. She called me Red. She used to call me that when we were in school together. She must be all right again.
Yes, hurry. Go to her, Stacy.
I'm coming, Helen, dear. I'm coming. Oh, thank heaven she knows me.
Good news continues to spread its cheering effect throughout Jim's camp. Now it appears that Helen Stacy has completely recovered her mind, and there is a definite prospect for a happy reunion between her and her husband. All that seems to remain now is for Jungle Jim to lead his little band safely back to civilization. But the jungle is a strange land where many dangers lurk, and there are still miles of dangerous land to cover. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, Blondie, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, and the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.